Time for the Big Boy Sports Recap, brought to you by
Big Boy.
You might recognize the voice, Ryan Ranguette, from our sister station, Fox Sports Marquette. You can hear Ryan and Luke in the mornings. What's the what are the two different numbers on the dial? I always forget.
Fox Sports Marquette, 105.1 and 99.9, my man.
There you go. And I appreciate you filling in short notice for Steve-O. Had an issue with his daughter, so that's understandable. And we got a lot to talk about. And different, a little different than Steve and I. You know, you got a lot of personality, just like we do, but you're more of a sports nerd. You really know your stuff. We just give perspective.
I try to know my stuff. But yes, I do pay a lot of attention to sports these days. And you know what? I'm really sad because I'm a Tigers fan and just things are not going well this year.
They lost again? Are
yes,
you
I went
me?
There. I know, right? It's just the same. It's the same old story. They lost yesterday, 12-6, swept by the Texas Rangers. Elvis Andrews, a guy named Elvis, torched.
By the way,
the Tigers.
Did you know that yesterday was Elvis Presley's birthday?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I did not know that.
Well, actually, I don't know. It was either the anniversary of his death or his birthday. I can't remember which one.
Come on down to Texas. They beat the Tigers, 12-6. But hey, they got beat. Also, I don't know if you ever watched the movie My Cousin Vinny.
Of course.
Not Joey Gallo. It's Joey Gallo.
Homered for the third straight game.
Yeah. AL High, 10th time in 14 games this month. What is going on? Anibal Sanchez, Dirty Anibal, had a horrible game.
He only made it 2 1/3, but he had some kind of hamstring faked injury. No, I'm just kidding.
Give me a break. Sanchez needs to get off the mound. Exited after 2 1/3. Gives up 4 runs. Are you kidding me? And hey, the Tigers, I'm really happy that they don't play today because
they're not going to lose.
They're not going to lose.
Yeah.
And
then they got the Dodgers coming to
now
town.
Now they're really going to lose.
Now, I don't know what the rotation is for LA, but I'm assuming this is going to give Tiger fans at least a chance to see one of the more dominant pitchers in the game.
Oh, yeah. We're going to see Clayton Kershaw, Yu Darvish. Baby. Yeah, they're loaded. They're going to the World Series.
I think they're definitely a good bet.
51 games over 500. Are you kidding me? When's the last time you saw that?
Okay, so I'm going to go out on a limb right now, and I'm going to say it's going to be, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Dodgers versus, that's not the shocking part. This is the shocking part. You ready?
Yes.
Versus the Houston Astros.
Ooh, I like that choice. I really do. I really like this. I really like to see the Astros make a move, though. I mean, they picked up a pitcher last week, but we keep hearing all the Justin Verlander talk. Seriously, make a move with the Tigers. You need Justin Verlander to get over the hump in the postseason.
Of course, he didn't play too good the other day.
No.
He gave up 3 dingers from what I saw.
Yeah. And, well, he is a postseason pitcher.
That's
my
true.
Thing. He's a postseason pitcher, except when you get to the World Series.
Well, they have the whole team except when you get to the World Series. It's not just Verlander.
Right. But hey, you know what? Shout out to my Brewers. They've been hot lately. They beat the Pittsburgh Pirates yesterday 7-6. And my man Jimmy Nelson was on the mound.
Jimmy.
6 1/3, 8 hits, 5 runs, 3 earned. He has a 3.74 ERA, but Keon Broxton and Neil Walker provided the offense, both collected 2 hits, adding 2 RBIs apiece, and they're only a game and a half out in the NL Central.
They don't play today as well, right? They also have today off?
They're on a break. They're on a break once again, but here's a little tidbit for you. The Brewers had the MLB's best bullpen ERA.
Do they really?
In the month of August.
Oh, in the month of August. Okay.
147.
That's still surprising to me, but that's pretty cool. And they've not had a good bullpen all year, so they're getting better.
They are. They are getting better. And my man Jimmy, every time he pitches, I have to watch Brewers baseball because I love that guy.
All right, let's quickly wrap up baseball here. How about Aaron Judge setting a record?
Yeah, strikeouts. Most games consecutively. I think it's like, what, 33,
34? Actually, I don't have the number.
Yeah. He is, he kind of shrugged it off. He didn't really worry about it.
Well, he's also hitting ridiculously long home runs consistently, too.
Yeah, 457-foot home run into the third deck in left field yesterday. Yeah, it's okay. He can strike out 33 games in a row, as long as he hits home runs like that.
Exactly. I know his batting average has not been good since the All-Star break.
Oh, man, you're telling me 185. 185, and his on-base percentage was 346.
Which, that really surprised me that it was even that high at 346 on-base percentage, because usually when you strike out as much as he does, you don't have a good OBP.
No.
And so that was surprising.
And his strikeout rate jumped from 30% to 37%. I mean, this guy, he's amazing. And the crazy thing is, with this strikeout record, he still might win the Rookie of the Year.
Well, longtime Tiger fans will remember this name. The previous record holder was Adam Dunn.
Oh, yeah, country boy, country strong, Mr. Adam Dunn. I used to love watching him play for the Reds.
He played for the White Sox, too. I remember that.
And the White Sox. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we got some other talk, including some Lions and some Packer news that you can get to. Big Boy Sports Recap, Ryan Ringett filling in for Steve-O. Brought to you by
Big Boy.
We'll be back with the second half right here on the Outdoor Show. Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap, presented by
the Marquette Golf Club.
They have discounted memberships for the remainder of this year. Single and couples memberships on Heritage, plus a Heritage Gray Walls combo for singles and couples. Make sure you make a phone call to find out more. But the best part of the deal, Ryan?
50% of what you pay for this year goes towards next year.
So you can apply 50% of what you pay this year toward next year's dues. Call 225-0721. To find out more and mention the Outdoor Show. Get this great deal. All right, buddy, what do you want to go to next?
How about some preseason football?
All right.
Do you pay attention to preseason football?
I don't pay attention to scores. I pay attention to individual performances.
Thank you. Hooray! You said the right thing. That's exactly what I wanted you to say, because the Lions, let me tell you, that guy, Kenny Golladay, the guy they picked up in the third round of this year's NFL draft, he had two touchdowns when they played the Colts. And you know what he was doing today?
What was he doing today?
He was on the first team reps.
Really?
My man is going to be a starter. Yeah. At least it's looking like. Because he is. He had a little flash in the pan in that game. He could be a star in this league.
We'll find out. Steve-O was saying he's not even a starter. So we'll find out. And I'd love to rub that in his face. We'll have to see. Let's see. What's their next preseason game coming up? I think Saturday, right?
Yeah, they're going to be taking on the New York Jets at 4:30, and everybody knows that their fans are depressed all the time, and the Jets are probably actually being picked to go 0-16.
What?
Yeah, believe it or not, they believe that they are going to tie the Detroit Lions record of 0-16 this year. That's how bad the Jets are.
I hope that Rudock continues to play well.
Hey, he killed it the other day. And I'm really sad, though, because preseason, you love to see the players and what you think they're going to bring into the next year. But when you see Kerry Hyder tear his Achilles,
and
Brandon Copeland torn pectoral, you're like, no! Just sad. It's very, very sad.
Hopefully they can figure out a way to put a defense together, because I think their offense is going to be pretty good again this year.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be humming along.
They got a nice offensive line upgrade this year, I think. Let's see, what about the Packers? When do they play next?
Well, they're going to be taking on the Washington Redskins in Washington on Saturday at 7:30. I mean, they're coming off a win over the Eagles, 24-9, in a game in which I was actually in attendance.
That's right.
Up at the Ted Thompson Suite. It was a lot of fun, and I think the highlight of that night, I'm not a Packer fan. So, I'm just sitting there, and all of a sudden I looked away for a second, and their quarterback, I don't remember his name because he's like a bum and never going to play for the Packers. But
Hudley,
there's a
right?
throw. No, it wasn't Hudley. It was like their fourth stringer.
Oh.
Yeah, some guy I've never heard of. Throws the ball over the middle, and Malachi Dupree just gets absolutely annihilated. And Luke G turns around and he goes, well, that guy's dead. I'm sorry. I just thought it was funny. But he did end up with a concussion. So hopefully he gets better. He's their seventh-round draft pick. But, you know, it's the Packers. They're gonna be there at the end of the year. They always are. So
we'll have to see. Ryan, thanks for filling in short notice for Steve-O.
Absolutely, and I hope everything's okay with Steve and his family.
Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
the Marquette Golf Club
and
Big Boy.
Nice job. We'll catch up with Steve-O tomorrow. This is the Outdoor Show. Here comes the news.